Jewish way, and we don't have to be mivar anything in a case where the Arnold the one. Over there, the Arnold the one. Still, we say a playful without Shvuyah. And we don't tell the parties, well, let them swear, maybe to Shvuyah one of them will be deterred from taking. We don't say that. So, as Kamo Vechamo here, where we have already a presumption that it belongs to both of them. So why shouldn't we impose a Shvuyah? So why did the Halamin of Gemara say the reverse? So we have to say something similar to what we said in Rashi. What do we say in Rashi? That the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that Vashnaim is a Mitales, so each one is a Muzak of the whole thing. The Maskon of the Gemara is, according to Rashi, Shnaim is a Mitales, no one is a Muzak in anything. So this, the Talis is lying in the street. Now, according to Teisves, so we have to say that according to Maskone, so each one is Muzak in a head. And not only Muzek Vitirasofi, but it's there is the Bible of Muzek of Chazok of Masha Shalei in the head. So there is a Chazok of Masha Shalei that each one has a head. That's the Maskon of the Gemara. However, the Havamin of the Gemara was, no, true. The Havamin was also that each one is in Muzek. In the half only, not as Rashi. According to Rashi, so the Havamin of the Gemara was that each one is a Muzak. Rashi says so and so many words. Each one is a Muzak in the whole town. But according to Teisves, so each one is a Muzak. The Havamin was also that each one is a Muzak in a half only. But whereas according to Maskone, so it's the Bureau of Muzak. The Havamin is not the Bureau of Muzak, not. There is no Bureau. When is there a Bureau? The Havamin assumes that when is there a Bureau? If one holds, but if two are pushing, so there is no Bureau. As there is. But there is another Din of Muzak. The Sophic Din of Muzak, like Sophic Pheres. Even though there is no Bureau. So, where the two hold the talis, so each one is a Muzak, but without Beruvin. We have no Beruvin. So there is a Sophic, but each one is a Muzak in the head. So in Meile, the Gemara said as follows. The question was, how is it? The Tzumche says, Hameitzim Chavere. Tzumche says, Hameitzim Chavere. That moment I'm going to be Sophic Israel. So we even take out from the possession of the Tophus. We even take out from the possession of the Tophus and we say Achleiku, because of Shore. So without Shore. And here, where both are equally Mosophic, each one is in Mosophic and a half. Over there, so one of the parties is a Muzak in the whole thing, and still we take it out of his possession, the player Luke. So here, that was the Kasha of the Gemara, where both are Zoki, and there is no Biro, but each one is a Muzak in the head. So we should certainly take it out from the possession of both, and say Yachleik, and the player Pshor, without Shvur. So the Gemara, the Havamin at first said, Gemara and Havamin at first said, since the Gemara assumed in the Havamin that there is no Biro, so it's a Sophic who owns it. It's a Sophic who owns it. And since they produce the Sophic, so Bishlei Melik is Tzumche. So after all, Tzumche says that we even have to take out the Vlad from the possession of the Tophus and the Tlaid in Chluf because of Tzedek. So it's only over there where they are not at fault for producing the Sophic before. So Mele Bezdin has to do justice to them. And the Tlaib Shot. Mashein came here, where the Loitan is saying there is no Sophic. Who produces the Sophic? They create a problem, they create a Sophic. So Bezdin is not Mechuyev to make it short. Make it short. Because why is best the mechuyev to make it short? In other words, echot levin lachot short. In other words, in order to alleviate the hardships of the parties, so best is mechuyev to make it short. Even if the pshara will not conform to the objective test. So, but in a case where they don't produce the problem, so then best is mechuyev to make it short and alleviate the problems. Masha'in came the hardships. Masha'in came here. It's like a the moment. But wait, on the same, there is no suffix. They created a suffix, they created a problem. Why should Bezdin make it pshore? Why should Bezdin make it pshore? And in order to alleviate their hardships, they created a problem and the hardship. So let them worry about it. Bezdin is not mechuyev to make it pshore, to alleviate the hardships. That was the halam in the Gemara. And that's a very good story. Very smart. And there is nothing that we can say against it, except that the Maskone of the Gemara, assumes, according to Havam in the Gemara, so that was the deep shore, we don't apply. Why don't we apply the deep shore? The Aloha Pshor said exactly, because, like at all the moment, we apply pshore only when the parties did not produce the problem. But in this case, when they produce the suffix, so Mimele, we don't have to alleviate their hardships by applying Ipshor. So why is it that we say Yachleiku Wivishwit? If we apply the din of Pshor, of Tzadik 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 Tzadik, then we have to say Yachleiku without Wivishwit. But since Ipshor, we don't apply. Because here they created a problem. They created their own hardships. So we don't have to apply pshor. So we don't say yachleiku v'loishwe. But why do we say yachleiku v'loishwe? So yachleiku v'loishwe is on the basis of ameitzim mechaveri all over Ayah. But the question is, since according to the Havamin of the Gemara, so each one is a muzek in a half only, two, there is no dim bill of muzek. But the subject of muzek there is, and there is a locha v'amitz v'chaveri al v'rayeh, that we let the muzek retain the thing that he has, the thing or the part of the thing in which he has possession. So even on the basis too, from the point of view of pshore, we couldn't say yachleik. Because they created a problem. So we don't apply the din of pshore. But let us say yachleik without ishwiyeh on the basis of ameitzim chaveri al v'rayeh. After all, the havamin assume that each one is a muzek and a half. So even if we don't impose ishwiyeh upon the parties, and each one will get a half, so he will retain that part of the talis in which he has possession. Two, we have no beruvim. But let us apply the suffix of muzek and let us say yachleik without ishwiyeh on the basis of hamitz mechaveri al v'rayeh. True that we cannot say yachleik on the basis of tzedek tzedek tirdof. So what was the lomdes of the Havamin of the Gemara? So we have to say, now, I mentioned the shita of the Rashbam. The Rashbam shita is, and now the Gemara passes in the machlekes, the connection of the machlekes between Rabbi, Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak, there the two cases, one dealing with Shtachit and the other one dealing with Shtar Mechiret of Kakois. So Rabbi believed the one who produced the Shtar with the Mige, being the case of Zuze, being the case of Aren, being the case of Zuze, even the case of Zuze, where he's definitely made. And Rabbi Yitzchak did not believe the one who produced the shtar, even the case of Aaron. Then that's a machleket between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak. But the Gemara passed in Hilchas Rabbi Ba'are, Teicha Vikarnu Ba'are Teikum, Wir haben gesagt, was ist der Rav Yitzchak, wieso sind die Radikalen in Suzerin? So, der Rashbam explains it on the basis of Zwechidim. In other words, the Gemara has a suffix. Whether the Aloche is like Rabbe, or the Aloche is like Rav Yitzchak. So, Mimele, since it's Zwechidim, so here Radikalen will meditate. So, Gabi Zuse, who has the Mois? The Levit. So, Mimele, the one who is made to the star, the Malve, cannot be made. So we let the Mois stay with the Levi. Gabiare, who is on the premises? The Malve. Even though he doesn't have Gimul Shalom, he doesn't have a genuine star, he was made it. The star was not genuine. But he's on the premises. So we say, since we don't know whether the Aloch is like Rabbah, like Abyeisev, so we say, Heicha Dikai Ma'arati. So Teisves explains Rashbam distinguishes between Zveike Mitzies and Zveike Mdik. If it's Zveike Mitzies, then we say, Hamitz B'chavei Ol Raye, and the woman has to remain the mood. Now in case of Are, so even though there is a marzik, but if the marzik doesn't have Gimul Shonim, who is considered a muzik, the morekam? Because there is no one talks. So that's in case where there is a Zveike Mitzies. But in case of Zveike Dine, so even though the morekam is a muzik, but Bezdin cannot do anything. Bezdin cannot say, well, let the morekame recover the karake from the marzik. Because then Bezdin will be upsetting the status quo. And since it is Zveike Dine, so then Bezdin has to say, Momeine Yechadikoye Teikum. So sometimes the Momeine Yechadikoye Teikum is the equal of Murzek, and sometimes it's not the equal of Murzek. For example, in this case, who is the Murzek? The Murzek, from the point of view of Murzek, who is the Murzek? So then we should say that the karke should be recovered by the morekam. From the point of view of Momeine Yechadikoye Teikum, in other words, Bezdin cannot upset the status quo. The moment has to remain where it is, in the same status. So from the point of view of Momeine Yechadikoye Teikum, so who should keep it? The Mar. So of course, the Rashbam Shite is only in case of Zveike Dine. But in case of Zveike Dine, there is a locher of Hametzim Chavei Ol Varaye, that the one who is Al Tidine Murzek has to keep the man. Even though the one who is the Murzek has to take it away from the status quo. That's in the case of, but in case of Zveike Dine, we don't apply the Dine of Murzek. So we don't say Hametzim Murzek Ol Varaye. In case of Zveike Dine. But we say, in case of Zveike Dine, we don't say Hametzi Mimurzek Ol Varaye. Hametzi from the status quo, from Hametzi Mimameine Heicha Dikoye Ol Varaye. So in other words, so we see that there are two aloches. There is one aloche, so we see from this Rashbam, there are two aloches. There are two dinim of Hametzi Mechaver Ol Varaye. And we can apply the expression Hametzi Mechaver Ol Varaye to both halachas, but there are two distinct halachas, two independent halachas of Hametz Mechaver Ol Varaye. There is one halacha of Hametz Mechaver Ol Varaye, which means that Hametzim Yad Amurzek Olov Lehobi Araye. So that could be, let's say, where you have Isveken Mitzies, or Trey Utrey, and the karke happens to be, and let's say the Marzik is on the premises of the karke. But the Morekame is considered the Murzek. So if there is a Zveike Mitzies or Trey not a Zveike Mitzine, then according to the Rashbam we say, Hametzi min Hamurzek Olov Lehobi Araye. And even if the Metzi min Hamurzek happens to be the Marzi, the coin, he happens to be on the premises, so it's still upon him is the burden of it. That's one thing of Hametzi. Then there is another thing of Hametzim Chavei Ol Varaye. Hametzim not Hametzim in Amurzek Olov Lehobi Araye, But Hamitim in a moment hecha di koe. If one who wants to upset the status quo, so of Lavarai. So in Sveikin in Bine, where there is a Sveikin Mitzies, then we say Hamitim in a moment. He has the bird to bring food, but to be revived. But in case of Sveikin in Bine, so who has the burden of producing food? So the one who wants to upset the status quo, the one who is made to him. So let's say by Sveikin Dine, so who has the burden of proof? Since there is a Sveikin Dine, who has the burden of proof? The Morikami even go in the Mode, but he is made to him. Now, so it is true that according to the Rashbam, where there is a Sveikin Mitzies, not a Sveikin Dine, then which din of Meitzvah Haveri Olav Araya takes precedence? The din of Hameitzi in Amurzeh Olav Araya, not Hameitzi Mimomene Meicha Dikol takes precedence. Sveikin Dine, so Hameitzi, the din, the other din of Hameitzvah Haveri Olav Araya, of Hameitzi, Mimomene Meicha Dikolim Olav Olav Araya. But we have two dinim. We have two kinds of Hamitzim Chavir Olav Araya. Two Allah Hamitzim Olav Araya. One is Hamitzim in Amurzek Olav Olav Araya. And we have another din of Hamitzim Chavir Olav Araya. Hamitzim Momi Mehicha Dikoy. Olav Olav Araya. So Memeile, the Havamin of the Gemara was, the Havamin of the Gemara was that each one is in Murzek Nehem. And that is Maskon also. But where is Maskon? So each one is a Muze mitzad biru in the head. And the Havamine only mitzad tzori, not mitzad biru. Not mitzad biru. So the Gemara Memele said, Afilu teim sumcha. Ki yom ha-sumcha seicha diket chor at the moment. Ura belo ita litzeim yisof ikut bez. So then would bez be required to make it pshore. After all, they didn't create a problem. The problem is created by itself. It's presented by itself. So Besdin has to make a pshore. Avo hechad like it's all on the rest, I was in Palace. There is no din of pshore. So Memele, it's not Yachleiko below Yishu. But the question is, let it be true. On the basis of pshore, it couldn't be Yachleiko below Yishu. But since the Havamin also assumes that each one is a Muzek and a Her, so let him make let Besdin apply Pshore without Shvue on the basis of Hameitzim Chavere Olav Araya. So the Havamin assume that since it's only the Murzek of Sofi, since it's only the Murzek of Sofi, and through Shvue will be able to be Nvara, because Shvue is also a partial deal. After all, we swear. So, and we say, that moment is loy choshed Shvue. So Shvue is a biru, is a biru, is also a biru. So Memele, the Havamin assume that in this case, since we don't have the biru of Murzek, and only the suffix of Murzek, the din of Pshore, we cannot apply. But the question is, let us say Yachleik without the Shvue on the basis of Hameitzim Chaveri Olav Araya, the answer is there are two dinim of Hameitzim Chaveri Olav Araya. One din of Hameitzim Chaveri Olav Araya is that Hameitzim in Amurzek Olav Olav Araya. So from the point of view of this Allah, of Hameitzim in Amurzek Olav Olav Araya, so here he doesn't have to swear. He doesn't have to be Mivareya, to be Mivareya to produce evidence by means of taking the Shvue. Because without Shvue, see, each one is a Muzek and a Her. So he doesn't want, so if we were to say Yachleik without the Shvue, then no one would be a Meitzim Yad HaMuzek. Even if we say Yachleik without the Shvue, no one would be Meitzim Yad HaMuzek, because each one would retain the Her in which is a Muzek. So no one would be a Meitzim Yad HaMuzek. But there is another Aloha for Meitzim Chaveri Olav Araya. Hameitzi momene meicha dikoye. So true, in Murzek is a din. Music is not just a mitzvah's holy. Music is indeed, you see that there is a lot of music in Morikame. Here it's no mitzvah's of Tobus. So music is indeed not so. So Memele, true that insofar as the din music is concerned, so each one is a music only in a half. So Memele, from the point of view, we couldn't say Yachliku Bishvuye from the point of view of the din, of the halacha, hamitzim in a music all over the raya. Because from the point of view of the halacha, of hamitzim in a music all over the raya, so here each one has a din music in a half. So without any raya, he should be entitled to retain that in which is a muzek. He doesn't have to produce any raya in order to retain that which is a muzek. He has to produce raya only to take out something, but to retain that which is muzek, not. But there is another halacha for mitzim chaver al raya. Not a mitzim na muzek on the floor of raya. Ha mitzim o meine meicha dikoich. If somebody wants to upset the status quo of the moment, so all of love arrive. All of love arrive. We see that according to the Rashbam, Tesis is chayrik on the Rashbam. But we see that according to the Rashbam, so when there is a conflict between the din of Hameitzi, min ha-muzik olam arayeh, and the din of Hameitzi, mumeine meicha dikoyim olam arayeh, So the question is, which din should we apply? So in case of Sveke Divine, so the halacha of Hameitzi, Momen Meicha Dikoyim Olam Raya takes precedence over the halacha of Hameitzi Namuzek Olam Raya. That's the Rashbam Shite. Teitzves is Hele. And Teitzves here in Bometzie could agree with Teitzves in Bometzie. Because Teitzves in Bometzie could hold that where there is a conflict between the halacha, between the application of the principle of hametzi momen yadamuzik olovaraye and the principle of hametzi momen mechadikoye olovaraye, so that the principle of hametzi momen yadamuzik olovaraye takes precedence even in the case of Sege Divine. But there is such a thing. There is such a thing of hametzi momen Avameitzi momei momei nemeicha dikoye olof lo v'raye. And here, so from the point of view of muzek, so each one is a muzek in a half a talent. So memele, we could say achleiku without a shvur, without infringing upon the principle of hameitzi momei mi'ala muzek olof lo v'raye. Because if we say achleiku without a shvur, each one will get that half in which he's a muzek, so we will not be violating the principle of hameitzi momen yela muzek ol v'raye. But there is another principle. Hameitzi momen min heicha dikoye olof lo v'raye. Olof lo v'raye. Now, so in other words, if anyone wants to upset the status quo of the momen, so olof lo v'raye. Now here in this case, two, each one is a muzek all in the head. But what is the status quo of this moment, of this talent? The status quo of this talent is that it is in the tvisel bowl. It's in the tvisel bowl. Now if we were to say Yachleiku, without the shvuye, we basically would upset the status quo of moment. Why should we infringe upon this halacha of that we basically is not supposed to upset the status quo of momen? So when Bezdin can, by means of imposing the shvuyah upon the party, and the shvuyah itself, the shvuyah that each party will take will be in lieu of evidence. So then Bezdin will not infringe upon the principle of Hameitzi Momen Meicha Dikoye Olof Lo V'raye, because the ring riot. So that's why the Gemara said in the Havamim, Afilu Tei Mesumche, Ki Yom HaSumche, Heiche Diket Ro'o Di Momen, Heiche Diket Ro'o Di Momen Elohim. So in other words, so the Hava Minog Gemara assumed that Shnei Mas Vitales, each one is more than half of it. But the Sophic did not more than. There is no bill of more. So Mimele, we couldn't say Yachleiku. Now there are two questions. First of all, let us say Yachleiku with. So in Machu for the Hamir, where the party did not produce the Sophic, they didn't create the problem. The problem was created by itself, by virtue of the peculiar circumstances of the case, so their business mechuyet to apply pshat. But in this case, where the parties produce the problem, they produce the sofik. So business cannot apply pshat when when the parties are responsible for the problem, for the sofik. So memele, we cannot apply the din of tzedek. But then there is another question. True. We couldn't say Yachleiku on the basis of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, but let us say Yachleiku Gulishvue on the basis of Amitim Chaveri Olam Achaye, after all, which one is the Muzik? Is the Muzik in Hefik Hales? And so what does it mean? Without any Raya, without Shvue, let's say, without the Pabit taking Shvue, which is in lieu of Raya, so each one, if it's divided, so each one will retain that half in which he has possession. So it will be in line with the principle of Hamitzim Chaver Olam Raya. The answer is no. If we were to say Yachleiku Lishvui, it would be in line with one aloha of Hamitzim Chaver Olam Raya. Hamitzim Yad Amur Zekol Olam Raya. So here we could say Yachleiku, and no one would be Mitzim from the Murze. But there is another aloha of Hamitzim Chaver Olam Raya. Hamitzim Momi Mehichat Likoye Olam Raya. Now, here, what anyone who is Besdin wants to, if one wants to upset the status quo of the Momay, the position of the Momay, the status quo of the Momay, so then, all of Raya, if Besdin will say, Yachleiku Lo Yishvue, so what is it? Then Besdin will upset the status quo of Momay, because the status quo of Momay means that it stops with Yad Shneyem, and here we'll take it away from Yad Shneyem. So Mimele will upset the status quo of this talis, of this talis, without Raya. So Mele, Besdin says, produce Raya, swear. So that will be in lieu of the Raya. So it will be in line with the other din of Hametz Mechaveri, all of Raya also. Yes, what is it?
For that second din,
it was just a matter that there's physical problems. Yeah, all right. So that means status quo. Status quo is determined by the physical phenomenon. Oh, you see, even in Karke, where Alpidim the Muzek is the Morekame, but the status quo is who is on the premises the Marzik. What is it?
So what's the Maskona?
1 second. No, so then the Maskona of the Gemara is that here it's an Ansadeh, Hazoki Komajonu Shisharei. So there is nothing to prove. All of Araye. Well, there is evidence.
So
why should they swear? Suppose you're there. Who testified that they both picked it up at the same time? So they would have to swear. There is Raya. So here there is also Raya. Alright, now, there is one thing, the Beis Halevi points out from the Rashi. Now the Rosh says that according to Rashi, so if, now Tesis Induction says, that even if the Mekach is the Adam Mecheir, but if we know, let's say, that Reuven gave the money to the Mecheir, Shimon did not give the money, so even if the Mecheir will say, true, Reuven gave the money, Shimon did not give the money, but I was Nisratze to Shimon. He's not known. Why? Because the whole mnemonis of the Meirche Bizman Shamekche Liyode is based upon Nige. So in the case where it is admitted, where he, the Meirche, admits, or we know that Reuven gave the money, but the Meirche says, I was nisrata to Shimon, so it's a Nige motivated. In other words, there is a chazoke that the Meirche is nisrata to the one who gave the money, not to the other part. So this chazoke is so strong that it's considered like an outsider, like him. So it's a Nige motivated. The Rosh says that according to Rashi, it's not like that. According to Rashi, so the Meirche here is believed to say that I gave, that even though Reuven gave me the money, not Shimon, but I was misrata to Shimon. All right, this is what the Rosh says on Rashi. Now, here we saw last time that Rashi says in the Tzrichas of the Gemara. So Rashi says, Domeko Yair, Vito ne mekachomemcha, alamine, mekachomemcha, wudu gom rabo nishwe, alay mishin meire vom chavro yi domek yoi, vano domek yoi izne, has nisrach lo yi ashtu, ano lo chavro yi lo izne, nisrach lo yi izben, avu nisi lak lo min maroche, ima lo, so domek yoi izne, domi ma ni reitza lo yite, why domi ma ni reitza lo yite? Now the one who is not telling the truth, he's Meir HaTeir. Why is he Meir HaTeir? He says, true, my friend, Shimon says to himself, true, Reuven, he gave money, I didn't give money, but I'm also ready to give money. So, in his mind, it is perfectly all right, it's perfectly legitimate to enter. So in other words, now the question is, why does Rashi say in this Chichaseh, after all, the maskon of the Gemara is not uzuze mitavaye, not uzuze mitavaye, mechandaitim chazal korcha. So let Rashi say, chaver domek yoi v'amino sati dom. That would be, a better merater, a better ground. He already gave money. Why does Rashi have to say, domim ani reitzelite? Well, so the answer is, so the Bishalini said, so we have to say that Rashi, when he says Domna Nereitza Litein, he wants to explain the Tzrichas of the Gemara even Malibu de Havane. Even Malibu de Havane. Because that's the derech of Rashi to explain the Mishnah Libu de Havane and so on. So he wants to explain this Tzrichas of the Gemara even Malibu de Havane. The Havane of the Gemara was that the Mishnah has referenced the case of Nokatzuze Mechat. Look at him, and still there is a mirror there. So the mirror Rashi has to say, "Domi mani reitzeli." So domi mani reitzeli. Now the question is this. So according to Rashi, if he says, let's say, Reuven and Shimon argue over the talis, and if it's not ketzuze nechat. If it's not ketzuze nechat, so it's yachleiku, even in the case where he's made it. Let's say Shimon is made it that Reuven gave money, and but he's staying. True, Reuven gave money, but the Meirche was nisrata to me. So it's also Yachleik. Now the Kashi of the Gemara is, Vilar zezuzem manokad, and the Gemara Savamin was that the Mishnah has reference to the case where he took money from only one. The Gemara's Kashi is Vilar zezuzem manokad. So what does Rashi say? Mishal es ha-meiche yom imikidol domer. So that means Rashi doesn't say Mishal es ha-meiche yom imisrat, but Mishal es ha-meiche yom imikidol domer. And suppose, so it appears from this Gemara, from the Gemara's Kashi, that if we do as the Meirche Mimi kibel es adomim, and the Meichel will say that he was mikabel the domim. He was mikabel the domim from Ruvein, so then Ruvein will get it out. Even though Shimon says true that Ruvein gave the money, but the Meichel was nisratzer to me, was nisratzer matzer to me, so that's his stira. I mean, here from the Loshon of Rashi is mashma domiko yayiv ne domim amireitzel. So that means that even if he admits that Ruvein gave the money, but and he did not give the money, but still it is Yachleiko. Why? Because he claims that Ruvein the Meicher was misrated. So then, in other words, so if we say Yachleiko, even in the case where we know that it is, even the case where you know that Ruvein gave the money, where he admits that Ruvein gave the money, but if he claims that the Meicher was nisrated to him, to Shimon, so then it's still Yachleiko. So why does the Gemara ask, Lardus is Manokat, Nishel Samichem, Mikibu Gamel? So what do you mean, and the Meicher will say, he was Mikabu the Domin from Ruvein, so then Ruvein will get a talent, even though Shimon says, the Meichel was nischatzer to me. So the Talevi says, it's mashma, from Rashi Shite, that Rashi holds, if the Meichel doesn't say anything, so then, even if the party, let's say Shimon, admits that Ruvein gave the money to the Meichel, but the Meichel was nisrated to him, so in such a case, his name is the Mige. So maybe it's Yachleiko, because he could have been saying, I gave the money. He doesn't say, I gave the money. He says, Ruvein gave money, but the Meicher was nisrated to him. So maybe his name is Yachleiko, just as if he had said, I gave the money, not Ruvein. Mashein came in the case where the Meicher is asked, and the Meicher said that he took the money from Ruvein and from Shimon didn't give him any money. So then Shimon does not have. So even though Shimon says, all right, but the Meicher was nisratzer to me. So Memele, the Meicher is not Nemon, because then he does, and that's how I don't think that he's not Nemon. I mean, Shimon is not Nemon, because Shimon doesn't have any media. Shimon does not have any media. This is what the Bisalevi says on Rashi. All right, now, let's see the Rosh. Paragraph Gimel, the beginning of Shnaimot. Umidimre Rab Netam, Yeish Lilmei, Deidechot Peitam Nashvot. Deidechot Peitam Nashvot. Deidu Rav Maram Mechuti Be'er Gzal Raya Lidvor. Midashinon Shvues Lecholovin Uchachat Osud Inkom. Avu Kom Hu Lini Shvues. Dilemi Atokro Bein Lechiyev Shvues Bein Lipotam Nashvot. Veit Kalachinov. איזה כיח מרובה, כיח אמור וכיח שאין מרובה. הבאים מהכוח אמור זה, אם כי כלוחי מרוב, ומה כשאין מסייע למי שאין מור זה? זה כי כסע מור זה כבישובה, כשאין מסייע למור זה, כל שכי שיפרן על השם. So, זה מראה מרוטנברג שיטה יצ, אמין לזה רמתם שיטה, המרוטנברג שיטה, that אידה מסייע פטס או בשווה, which way? שווה את הרייס, every שווה את הרייס. Shvus Hashomrim, Shvus Hidechot, Shvus Vedim Mitzah. There are only three Shvus Dereis. So if there is an Eidam Sayeya who testifies on behalf of the Nitva, the Nitva is Mechuy Reshuea, let's say the Nitva is Mechuy Reshuea, because the Tevea said to him, you owe me $100, and the Nitva said, I owe you only $50. So Nitva is Mechuy Reshuea, and then an Hidechot testifies that he only owes $50. He was present at the time that Alvoy was made. Then he saw that only $50 was borrowed. Oh, he was present there and he saw. that $50 of the 100 originals that so was paid up. So the Zecho testifies on behalf of the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah doesn't have to swear. Or, let's say, when Sheimer is staying in Enzu, Shemasocho is staying in Enzu, so he has to swear, and the Zecho testifies that he saw that it was Enzu. Or, let's say, Reuven claims, says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon answers, La'adam, is a kifur hakol. But an Idecho testifies, one Idecho testifies, that he did bow, and then there's another Idecho who testifies, who is Matrish the Idecho who testifies on behalf of the Reya. There is an Idecho who testifies on behalf of the Nitva. So he doesn't have to swear. That's from Maram Rutenberg. And what's the Raya of Maram Rutenberg? The Hele Maram Rutenberg Raya is what? Midashinam Bishwes, the Cholovinu Chochato Sudeinkov. Avol kom li yin shvue. Do we mi at the core bein lechi yin shvue, bein li potem ha-shvue. So the first raya, we understand very well. The first raya is that since the Gemara learns it out from it first, v'cholovin u'chochatos liyoko midecho, b'yish v'cholovin u'chochatos, and the Gemara darshins v'cholovin u'chochatos u'den ikom, avol kom li yin shvue, and the Gemara doesn't say avol kom hu lechi yin shvue, avol kom hu li yin shvue. So that's the Gnos HaKosuf, Komu Li Yishwe, that the Idechot is Kom Yishwe, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's Lechayim Shwe or Lichtam HaShwe, because the Gnos HaKosuf is the Kom Yishwe, Idechot is effective Yishwe. All right, so of course you can argue that, I mean you can say that Kom Yishwe means to be Lechayim Yishwe, but not to part of Yishwe. All right, but this is what the Ma'amar Rutenberg said. They, another reason. Kalachino. Eize keach merube. Keach hamurzek o keach shein murzek. Heveim a keach hamurzek. Imkin kalachino. Uma kishoeid misayeya. Lim shein murzek. Zei kikis hamurzek lishoba. Kishoeid misayeya lim murzek. Kol shish yisrael nashwe. Now the Rosh did not darsh in the Torah. I mean, Chazal darsh in the Torah. And the Rosh did not darsh in them, did not make any droshes. You don't find the Rishenim that they should make Roshes. Sometimes you find, very seldom, you find cases who ask Kikashe, why doesn't the Gemara make a Kawachena? So it's not that Tesis makes the Kawachena. Tesis had no right to make a Kawachena. Chazal had the right to make a Kawachena. But Tesis says, Kikashe, why didn't Chazal make a Kawachena? Because Kawachena is often done by Atzmi without a specific Kabbalah. So it can be done. So Chazal have the Keach to darshni kalachema even without the specific kabbalah. So maybe teisa sometimes esk sikashe why doesn't this tane darshni kalachema? All right, but teisas rishenim themselves have no keach to darshni kalachema. Here all of a sudden the Rambam Gutenberg he darshes the kalachema. Eizik keach merube keach hamurzek keach sheim murzek. הבאים הקייח המורזק, אם כן כווחיימהו, ומה כשאי מסייע למשאי מורזק? זה כקס המורזק לשובה, כשאי מסייע למורזק, כל שכן שיפטרנו מן השווה. So we have to say, it's not the כווחיימה, it's not the כווחיימה, הפייסס doesn't דרש עם כווחיימה. I mean, מרם רוטנברג doesn't דרש עם כווחיימה. It's not the כווחיימה of ילפוסי, it's the כווחיימה of logic. It's כווחיימה of logic. Actually, there are two kinds. There is the Yudgimu Midesh Atero Nifrash Ben, and Kalachemer is one of the Yudgimu Midesh Atero Nifrash Ben, which he mentioned in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel. But then there is also a Braise of Rabbi Yisi Aglil, B'Shleishim U'Shtayim Midesh Atero Nifrash. But, you see, Shleishim U'Shtayim Midesh includes now, how is it here where Rabbi Shmuel says, B'Yudgimu Midesh Atero Nifrash. And here he says, "Bishleishim u'shtayim mides hatir medrashes." So the Sefer HaKdishos of Rabbi Yishim Shemikunin. So he discusses these things, and he says that the shleishim u'shtayim mides of Rabbi Yisi Aglili contain also certain clothing in the interpretation of the Torah. Not yalfuses. Yalfuses, that's not the pshutish on mikro. But there are certain. When Rabbi Yisrael really says, Shleishim u'shtayim mides, Hatira Midrashes gives reference not only to the Alfuses as such, well, only Chazal, the Chachma Kabbalah, have the right to Keach, to Darshan, but he has reference also to certain techniques, to certain criteria that have to be applied in interpreting the Torah, in the pshute of the Torah. So that is muscle to everybody. That is muscle to everyone who learns Torah. I mean, so there are certain criteria by we can interpret the Torah. So, and as a matter of fact, we see that the Kal Chaimer, in the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel, so Kal Chaimer Ketzah, how do we know, Rabbi Shmuel says, how do we know that one of the Midrash Hatira Midrashes there is Kal Chaimer? Shenemar bo vio yorek yorek bifonel. Tisog yoshim asyon. That was mentioned in connection with Miriam. So what does it mean? It wasn't, Miriam wasn't a vio yorek bifonel. Amram wasn't, didn't speak in a faith. So in other words, what the Torah means is, since in the case of a vio yorek yorek bifonel, so how is tisog yoshim asyonim, kal vachim al ishchim. So we should say Kalachim Lishchino Yidaladiyim, we learn it no coming, but I will not really speak. But herein we have the Mokeh for Kalachim, that the Torah is Midrash in Kalachim. So this is not logic, I mean, this is not logic. You couldn't say that on the basis of sound logic. So since in the case where a view Yorid Bifonel is the Sog Yeshivas Yomi, so Kalchim Lishchino, when someone gets an Izife from the Rebbeinu Shalom, as Miriam did, so of course he's Sog HaShivat Yomi. No, right? When a Vio is Yorid Bifonel, so then it's Sog HaShivat Yomi. But when someone gets an Izife from the Shechina, it's not Sog HaShivat Yomi, I mean, what's the Raya? On the basis of pure logic, so he couldn't say it. But it's Yalfus. Now, so the Braise of Rabbi Shmuel, mentions the Mokeh for Kalachena, the Pasuk of Ovio Yorit Yorit Bifonel. Ovio Yorit Yorit Bifonel. Ali Tisog HaShivat Yomi. Kalachena Lishrim. Now, the Braise of Lamed Veis Vidish of Adisa Aglili, so there it mentions other things also. For example, it mentions Bimosh, that the Vim Ksurim, Vidre Kabole, Ali Droshim Bimosh. Shenemaya, Shenemah. Holy Chocho Eitzim Mimshech Lohem Melech. In shape, the Moshe. It's the Moshe, an allegory. So, I mean, this is not the Alfuset, this is one of the techniques how to interpret Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, Dibre Teiro are not interpreted through a Moshe. Are not to be taken, cannot be interpreted figuratively. But in Dibre Kabbalah, Nevi'im it's a marshal, an allegory. So, I mean, this is not the Alfuset, this is one of the techniques how to interpret Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So, Dibre Teiro are not interpreted through a marshal. Are not to be taken, cannot be interpreted figuratively. But in Dibre Kabbalah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, so can be interpreted figuratively, I mean, according to a certain mandoma, so all of Eve is an allegory. But in the Torah, we cannot say, I mean, an allegory. Now, so this is also mentioned, being one of the Lamed Veis Midates, Moshe. But that applies only, that is limited only to the Nevi'im Ksuvim, not to the Torah. Not to the Torah. So that's not Yahusei. So that's one of the techniques of interpreting the Torah. So sometimes we have to interpret it in a figurative way. All right. So we see from that we see a raya to Rabbi Shimshon, the Baal Achrisus, Siva Achrisus, that the Lamed Veis Midas of Rabbi Yisrael Glili are not limited to Yalfuset like the Yud Gimel Midas of Rabbi Shmuel. They they contain Yalfuses and they contain other things, techniques of interpretation, which is most of everyone who learns Torah. He has to know how to interpret the Torah. So the base leaders of Rabbi Agwili says, Kalachena Keita, how do we know that the Torah is interpreted through a Kalachena? So Shenemar, so he doesn't mention the Pasuk of Vio Yorik Yon Bifanel, Halik Sogya Shivas Yomik, Kalachena Lishchino. But it mentions the Pasuk of the Pare, that Mish Rabbeinu said to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yisroel yaminu li, ve'ich yamin nifar. So that's the Kalachena. What kind of the Kalachena is this? This is the Kalachena of logic. This is not the Kalachena of Yalfus. This is plain logic. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu made a logical statement. He made a logical deduction. If Yisroel yaminu li, so how can Paro believe? So this kind of Kalachena, this is one of the techniques in interpreting the Torah. In other words, we have to know that we can, that when we study Torah, we can apply this line of reasoning. Perhaps we are not even at liberty to apply this kind of reasoning. So we deduce from this process that the Torah is interpreted through the Kalachema of life. So there are two kinds of Kalachema. There is the Kalachema of Yalfuseh, which is not based upon life. And then, but it's one of the Midrash Hatir and Reshes men. So the Chachmei HaKavoreh can darshni Kalachena. Exer HaShoveh can darshni Drosh. Exer HaShoveh also. Only thing is, Exer HaShoveh requires the Kavoreh. Every Yalfuseh and Kalachena doesn't. But it's Kalachena of Yalfuseh, not of logic. And then there is the Kalachena of logic. So that everybody can apply the Kalachena of logic. So when the Marame Rutenberg says with Kalachena, he doesn't mean Kalachena of Yalfuse. The Shemim don't make Yalfuse. With Kalachena, Eze Keach Merube Keach Hamurzek and Keach Shemim Urzek, and Eim Keach Hamurzek, even in Kalachena, Umaki Shoeid Misayeya, Remi Shemim Urzek, Zeki Kisamurzek Lishba, Kisheid Misayeya, Lemurzek Kolchki Shiyutan Ashur. So he says, it's a Kalachena of logic. He said, excuse me. Now, so it's Kalachema of logic, he says, since the Torah says that the Nidechot is Mechayev Reshue, what does it mean Nidechot Mechayev Reshue? For example, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. So Shimon says, Ladam. Shimon says, Ladam, a Kivrat. But the Nidechot says, Shimon borrowed $100. So if Reuven wants to be relieved of pain, he has to swear to contradict the Ideachot. So the Ideachot is effective to be made Simone. Now, suppose Reuven says to Shimon, you borrow from me $100, and Shimon says, I borrow from you only 50. So Shimon is mechuyev to swear, but the Ideachot says that he saw that he borrowed only 50. So why shouldn't we say, in the first case, the Ideachot was effective to be made Simon. In other words, if Shimon didn't swear, so then he would have to pay. So the Haggadah of the Ideachot had the effect of forcing the Nitva to pay. Alachas kamo lechamo, when the Nitva is higher issue. So if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. And if Nidechot testifies on his behalf that he should be relieved of pain without swearing. Now, the question is, what kind of logic is it? Monisha, why? Well, you could say that there is good logic here because to be made simone, in order to be made simone from the Muzek requires a greater degree of evidence Then to be magic moment the other music. But you see, I mean that So you see, I mean that there is a difference that Miga is not strong, is not a sufficient evidence or tiny, whatever it is, to it's not strong enough for the tiny to be meitzi mommy, but to be magic mommy, yes. So it requires a greater degree of evidence in order to be meitzi mommy than to be magic mommy. So if an idechot is effective to be meitzi mommy when it's highly shwee, so what does shwee mean? Shwee is not in mitzvah tasei. Every shwee is in mimonavshach. Shwee is in mimonavshach. Every shwee involves an alternative. In other words, he's the way of this way. But suppose he says, I don't want this way, I don't like this way. Fine, he's a wonderful person. But then he has to pay. So what does shwee mean? Shwee means, you have to swear. You don't want to swear, you don't have to swear, but then you have to pay. It's a mimonavshach. So since an idechot is effective to be meitzi mommy, it certainly should be effective to be magic mommy. That seems to be a very good line of logic. But if we are to follow up this line of logic, so we could ask Kikashe, now how is it that that nishba b'nifta there is a shwe d'raise, nishba b'neitu there is no shwe d'raise. So what does nishba b'nifta mean? Nishba b'nifta means, in other words, you have to swear, and if you don't swear, so then you have to pay. So this kind of shwe there is, but nishba b'neitu, that there isn't. But monavshach, if it is, he's allowed, if he's entitled, if let's say the shvuyeh means that he is mechuyeh to pay if he doesn't swear, why shouldn't there be a shvuyeh of nishba b'neitu? The answer is, there is no logic. That's the kind of also. There is a shvuyeh of nishba b'neitu, there is no shvuyeh of nishba b'neitu. So what kind of a kavuchemer of logic is it? He says, "Umaki shoyed misayel mishem muzek, zik isamuzek lishba, shoyed misayel muzek kol chivu ashwe." Why? That's the Gnos Akosu. There is an idechot is mechayev ishwe, but he doesn't partner of ishwe. That's all. So we have to say, since the Marami Rutenberg mentions this raya, and it's not a kavuchemer of Yalfusi, it's a kavuchemer of logic, that the Marami Rutenberg holds, now, actually we could raise a shaila. The halacha of Nidechot is Mechaya Vishwe. So what's the pshat? It could be, of course it's a Gzeras HaKosu, but what is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosu? It could be, it's a Gzeras HaKosu that the Hagobe of Nidechot is Mechaya Vishwe. Just as the Doye B'Miksas is Mechaya Vishwe. Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed $100. Shimon says, no, I borrowed from you only $50. So the Hagot, the Hidoya, the Mikzas, the Mechaya, the Shui, and the rest. So if Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed $100, and Shimon says, well, Adam, and the Decho testifies that he did borrow $100, so the Hagot of the Decho is Mechaya, the Shui, to the Mikzah, that he should contradict the Hagot. Not that the Decho is Nemo, the Gabi Shui. And the Decho is no Nemo. We need two aids. Ridechot, no. It's not a question of mnemonic. It's not a question of mnemonic. It's a gzeras hakosu that an idechot is never. We gabi shvui is never. V'cholobinu chochatos u'denikom. He is not nemon ligabi momen. But ligabi momen, ligabi foshet, he's not nemon. But ligabi shvui is mnemonic. So an idechot ligabi shvui is like two aids in ligabi momen. So, let's say when two Eidim say, Reuven says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100. Shimon says, well, down. Two Eidim come and testify on behalf of the Teleya. So then he has to pay. So why does he have to pay? Because the Hagodah of the two Eidim, the Hagodah of the two Eidim is Mechayev in the $100? No. The Hagodah of the two Eidim is Mevaret. There's needs Mechavut Hagodah. So we know that he borrowed. So maybe he has to pay. It's not that the Hagodah of the two Eidim is Mechayev. The Agoda of the two Eidim, when Bezim is Mikavu, the Agoda of the two Eidim, so that is Mivaria. So maybe he has to pay. So maybe the same thing is true regarding the Echot in connection with Shue. But only regarding Momen, and the Echot has no Nemone, only two Eidim, And Rigabi Shmuyes on his echot is just as effective as two Eidim Gabemone. So he has the same Nemones that two Eidim have with Gabemone. So Mimele is Chayim Shmuyes. What does Chayim Shmuyes mean? Either swear or you pay. And in regard to this Nemones, to this alternative, either you swear or you pay. So the echot is Nemon, we are Mekabit Eidim. Like to Agor of two Eidim. That's one way of saying it, but we can say no. Since Ligabi Momen, so only two Eidim can be Mikabel and the money. So Ligabi Shvue, only two Eidim have the money. But why does he have to swear? Just as they made him Miktas swear. The Hidoyed and Miktas is Mechayev. So the Agode of the Idechod is Mechayev, Ishvue, imposes Ishvue upon the Mitzvah to take Ishvue to contradict the Agode of the Idechod. It's not because of the money. Now, if we say, so we look, there is a riot from this Maram Rutenberg. If we say that the Maram Rutenberg holds that he dechot is not, he has mnemonis regabish way, just as two Eidim have mnemonis regabish way. But it's exerzak also that the agode of an idechot is mechayev ishvui and mitzvah to contradict the idechot, to contradict the idechot. So then we can understand, Monefshach, if Nidechot has Nemones, Ligabi Shvue, to be Nechayev Shvue, so certainly he should have Nemones, to Lehanzik the Mone, to pattern him from the Shvue, to pattern him from the Shvue, which is only Lehanzik. If he has Nemones, to be Nechayev, Nechayev means Lehit. Because what does it mean when Idechot is Mechayev Ishvue? And if he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. So actually, the Idechot is Nemon Lehitzim on it. So he certainly should be Nemon Liften Ashvue, which is only the house. Which is only the house. But if we are going to say, so then we understand the Kalvachemer of Lad. But if we are going to assume, that the halacha of Idechot Mechayev Shvue is not a din of nemones and Idechot Mechayev Shvue is the same nemones as two Eidim Gabi Momen, it's exactly the same that the agon of Idechot Mechayev Shvue upon the Nitva, just as the Idoyev and Mixas Mechayev Shvue on the Nitva. So maybe we cannot say any logic. So the exactly the same is Mechayev Shvue but not Pater Shvue. The other argument is all right. However, how did we come? I'll come this way. So it doesn't make any difference. But how can, what kind of an argument is it? Is it keach merube, keach amur, keach sheim urzek? What has the chiyuv shvui to do with whether the keach amurzek is stronger or not? Shvui is a gzaz hakosu. So Yechot is mechayev shvui only lechayev. Chayev shvui, but not the pater shvui. That's not, we have no gzaz hakosu on that. If it's a din of mnemonis, so we say, since there is a Gzot HaKosov, Idechot has Nemones Ligabi Chiyuv Shvue, like to Eidim. So he certainly should have Nemones Ligabi pattern from his Shvue. The result would be Lehanzik Momen, not Lehetzi Momen. He certainly should have Nemones. All right, so it's Mashma from the Maram Rutenberg, that the Maram Rutenberg holds that the Aloha Idechot Mechayev Shvue is not a Gzot HaKosov, the Hagode of Idechot is Mechayev Shvue. But he has Nemones Ligabi Shvue, just as two Eidim have Nemones Ligabi Momen. The Heide is a Raya. Midigoma Rabchi, the Eidim Mechayev Shvue Lashom, Mibinaye, the Pivei Dech. That's Tone Rabchi Kamais. So what does Rabchi Tone Rabchi Kamais say? That if Ruvi says to Shimen, you owe me $100. So Shimen says, Shimen is the Kibra Hato, says Lada. And then two Eidim testify that he owes 50, the other 50, we don't know. But they know that he owes 50 of all. So he's mechuyev to swear on the other 50. So the Gemara says that Reb Chiya learns it out from Atzad, from Piv and Idechot. Just as Piv is mechayev shvui. In other words, if somebody is a mikdash mechayev shvui. And just as Idechot mechayev shvui, so to Eidim are also mechayev shvui. Now, whenever something is reduced to a matzah, so if there is any pirche, that's the call. If there is any pirche, if we can show that there is a certain chumra in the two of it, in the two premises from which you deduce a third thing, now here we have the two premises. The two remaining is piv and idel. And what's the milmat is eight. So there is a call in matzah that if there is any pirche, if we can show that there is any chumra that inheres in the two milamdim, which does not inhere in the new math, even if it will be like that, so mele, it refutes the whole Yalfus. So, Brady the Rhyme, you go back here, the Eid in the Chayim Shwil Hashom, Menayah, the Piri Zechot, Vis Al-Kedaito, the Zechot, in Peiteh, Menayah, Shwil, Rifre, Mali Piri Zechot, Kishim Chayim Shwil, Kaitse, Ben Peiteh, Yitzhi Shwil, שימו יחוד בואו מייקי דברה נטווה, אין לי פייטם נשווי, וכן פיו אם הוא יבוא יחוד, הוא אמר אין לך יפקו, ואפילו שניים אומרים כן, אין פייטם נשווי, שחיר וסץ, דיאז בלדין כמיידים דומה, תימא בעידים, שאפילו אין לו שם חייב נשווי, יש לו בך חושב וחיית שבהם, יעוד רוס את חיסה דאחין עם סייל נטווה, פות נשווי, וכל מעצה, פחין לנו כל דיור, אבל אז אהבה לכולו וחומרי, וכל שמי פיר חשוב ופחין עליה, אבל על כוחו, לדחות פתאום מהשבועה, כשם שהוא מחייב שבועה. So, one another guy of מרם רוטנברג is that it seems the Gemara Bchiyah Kamaiti tries to learn out that אין נימא מחייב שבועה, when Rubi says to Shimon, you bow to me on the dollar. And Shimon says, well, Adam and to Eden testify to the prophet that he owes, that Shimon owes $50. So Reuben has to swear, Yishwe, the Raite, and the other 50, and the other 50. So, and also, so we learn it out just that Piv is going to mix up in Chai Yishwe. And Idechon Chai Yishwe, he couldn't learn it out from Piv alone, because Piv is Piv by itself, a certain Chumre, so when they both to it. We couldn't learn it out from Idechon alone, because Idechon, the chiyuv that Idechot is mechayev shvuyeh, a certain chumres, over and above to eight. But we learn it out from piv and Idechot. So then, only if you have a pirche, that there is a certain chumre, any chumre, chumre kodehu, that inheres in the two of them, that does not inhere into eight, then we can refute it. So he said, if we are going to assume, not like the Ramatam, not like Meram Rutenberg, that Idechot, that the Idechot is not, cannot pater from a Shvuah, cannot pater from a Shvuah, so then we have a Pirche Kodehu in hearing in Piv and Idechot, a Chumre Kodehu that does not inhere into a Edim. Because, let's assume, that two Edim are Mechayev Shvuah. That we, Reuben says to Shimon, you bow from your $100, and Shimon says to Adam, and two Eidim testify that he borrowed the Chol HaPochet 50, so Shimon has to swear a Shvuah D'Raisi on the other thing. Let's assume that. But suppose there will be two other Eidim who will be Machrich. Will be Machrich. So then it will be in Sofik, Trey. So then there will not be Mechayev Shvuah. Because to be Mechayev Shvuah, just as we cannot be Mechayev Momet, and in the case where there are Trey, so if two Eidim say Shimon borrowed, and two Eidim say Shimon did not borrow, they saw that Shimon did not borrow, will Shimon have to pay? No! Emitzim Momen Misotik. So Chiyu Shvui also means it to us Momen, because Chiyu Shvui is a Mimonef Shech, it's an alternative. Either you swear or you pay. So just as you cannot be Meisim Momen in case of Trey, so you cannot be Mechayev Shvui in case of Trey. So even if we grant this din of Rebchiyah Kamaisi, that Eidim are Mechayev Shvuah. So it's only if two Eidim say that he borrowed 50, the Mitzvah says Ladam, and two Eidim say that he owes B'chol HaPochet, the Mitzvah owes B'chol HaPochet 50, so then you have to swear the Mitzvah and all of it. But suppose two other Eidim would be Makrish, the first God, so then it's Trey, so then he won't Mechayev Shvuah. So that Masheike, if we are going to say, so in other words, but if we are going to say that the Nidechot can only be Mechayev Shvuyim, but he cannot pater from Shvuyim, he cannot pater from Shvuyim, so then both Piv and Nidechot, the two Mulamdim, from which we are here twice to learn how to use, Eidim, so heavy served the whole way, that Eidim do nothing. Because suppose, let's say if we reject Rabbi Kamsi, so Eid is only Chai Shui, Eid Am Sayyaya is not part of that Chai Shui. So if Shimon said is a little mixed up, and that he owes only 50, and the Nidechot will testify in his favor that he owes only 50, he'll still have to swear. He'll still have to swear. So Piv has the homeland. That when Piv is Mechayev Shvuye, so the Shvuye is not Poka, even when the Neid testifies on behalf of the Neid. Now the same thing, suppose an Idechot is Mechayev Shvuye, and then another Idechot will contradict him. Let's say, Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, Ladam, and Idechot testifies on behalf of the Tevea, then there is another Idechot that testifies on behalf of the Litva. So if we reject the Maram Rutin Bak Shiter, Rabbi Tam Shiter, then we have to say that he has to swear. Because just as an Idechot, Hamsayia cannot patter the Shvui of the Mikzat, so he cannot patter the Shvui of Idechot. So that means that Piv and Idechot both have a Chumre, that the Shvui, that the Piv is Mechayim, and the Shvuye, the Nidechot is Mechayev, does not become Poka by virtue of the fact that the Neid testifies on behalf of the Neid. Masha'in came, so that's a Chumre. In the Chiyuv Shvuye of the Neid, the Chiyuv Shvuye Nidechot. It cannot be Poka through a testimony by a Neid in the favor of the Neid. Masha'in came the Shvuye of two Eidim, assuming the two Eidim are Mechayev, but suppose two Eidim are Mechayev, but suppose two other Eidim would be Makrish, so then that Shvuye will be Poka, because it will be Trey Utrey. So that means, if we reject the Rabbi Tam Shite, and if we say Yisayeh does not matter from Shvuye, so then it will follow that both Piv and Idechot have a certain Chumre that Eidim do not have, even if we grant that Eidim can be Mechayev Shvuye. Piv and Idechot are Mechayev Shvuye, and that Shvuye is not Nifka by virtue of the fact that there is a testimony by an Eid in favor of the Mitzvah, and whereas Eidim, so two Eidim, granted that Eidim are Mechayev Shvuye, but if there are two Eidim who testify Keneged, so then the Shvuye is Poka. So if there is Pirkei Kodehu, so then the whole Yalfuse falls down. So it's a raya, so how can Rav Chiya Kamaise learn out that Eidim HaMechayev Shvuye from Piv Idechot? Ma'a l'Piv Idechot Chein Chmui? Chein Boit? They Heid L'Teiv Asa Mitzvah, so it's still Chayev Shvuye. Masha'in Kenedim granted that Eidim HaMechayev Shvuye, but if we borrow Eidim Kenedim so, and they testify that they were Makrish the first Eidim, so the reason that the Mitzvah is not Chayev Shvuye. So we have to say, like Rabbi Tam, that Eidam Sayeya are partners of Shvuye. So Memele, Piv and Idechot do not have a Chumre over and against to Eidim, because Piv and Idechot too. So when is Piv and Chayev Shvuye, as long as there is no Idechot, there is the Sayeya the Mitzvah. When is Nidechot Mechayev Shvuye, there is no other Nidechot who Nisayeh in Litva. But if there is another Nidechot who Nisayeh in Litva, then the Mitzvah is not Chayev Shvuye and the Mitzvah is not Chayev Shvuye to contradict the Nidechot who testifies on behalf of the Tevet. That's what he said. Now, Elo Kol Choch Nidechot Ibn HaShvuye Kishim Shemechayev Shvuye. Ve'ed Mevin Rayet Mehod Amrinam Befirken Lekamot. אבל אחר פחי, שאני הוכה דקומיסאי על אשתו, פירוש אבו גב דהימר באו מחייב, הוכה פותה, משום דרוש אשתה שכוסת ביסלוי עם מיסאיה. דאמרינו חזוקה דימו יושובי שלו יועדים חסומים על סלוי עם סתם, כאילו דהירו ובשתר זה על אשתיים. Chiven, die Patrol in die Schwue, die sie nur starbe Arme, aber bis ein Kanedes Mura, Schein oder Stein, Kolschken, die der hat sie mehr gedinnert an ihm. It's a very strange life. Now, we haven't been more further, we have a Machlekes, a Weiss, a Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Elozor and Rebbe. Slow in Dimring, there is a Machlekes in the Gemore, west whether Hilach is Chayev or Hilach is Pot. Rav Chiya says that Hilach is Chayev. What does Hilach mean if Chuvin says to Shimon lo biyodi, v'alo him echin lo biyodi lo nunzuz, v'Hilach. He makes an offer. So he's still chay. But Rav Sheisha says, too he's made a mikzas. But the mikzas that he's made, he's ready to give it to him. So he's not considered a mikzas. So he's part. So the Gemara says, mikzah. Now that was the mikzah. Slow in dealing. Mal vein achomish vein vein rasholeis. Rav Shimon lozor vein meroi vein mikzas tayne yishba. Rav Akiveim erin et mishba veinu pot. Kutone mi esak shimu lozor vein meroi vein mikzas tayne yishba. Time is almost surely just time for that. Why star the commander is a hilichu? Because star means that he can collect from the chosim, even if the chosim are sold to the keya. So it's always considered if there is a star, since he can collect from the chosim. Even if he sells them, so it's always considered as if the chosim, the kapois, are offered to the teveya, that he should collect from them. So it's a hilich. So, Why star the committee the Hilichu? Who shmame Hilich Potter, Lillem, or Sam Chai? I don't show his affluent Rabaki. Now, Miss Vadida, I report that. Come as Miss Stein of the Chai. You have seen his Mohil, Miss Stein Isba, as the Isba Boyle, a Lillem Stein Potter, a Villa Chai. So, you ask, if Hilich is Chai, so why does Rashim Lozo say, only in the case where the Leve says, surely she has to swear, but if the Leve says Stein, and the star kalaba is to the extent of Stein, because of the minimum of slowing Stein, so then he's Potter. Why is Stein Potter? Ishano hoche di komisai lishto. Inanu ishinalu stashim takoi. But the first lotion of the Gemara is the komisai lishto. So in other words, so since the star is misayaya, Now Rashi says, Vishanochel Kumsayu Nishtor, Eloidi Machsumu Lashtar, Minidi Kidvor, Shiloi Lushtai, Lukachu Et Pirsu Miyono, Hilkach in Tzorach Shul. So in Mele, he becomes relieved of the Shul. So we see that the Siyua of the Shtar is strong enough to pattern the Medi Mikdash of the Shul. Actually, the Medi Mikdash is the Medi Mikdash. The Malve claims five Sloyim. And what does the Medi Mikdash say? I owe you only two sloim, so he's really mixed up. He's highly sure, but there is a tassiyua from the star to the timing of the mitzvah. Because what does the star say? The star says, Shimen lobo sloim meruvin. And Shimen, what's the minimum of sloim? Two is the minimum. But three could be sloim, and five, and ten, and a thousand could also be sloim. But since the star doesn't say how many sloyim, and the minimum of sloyim is two, so there is a siyua from the star. The star says, shimim lo sloyim miruvein. So there is a siyua from the star. So in Mele, the star collaborates the taine of the Meir Mikdash. So he becomes relieved of the shul. So he says, if the siyua of the star is strong enough, to relieve him of the shu'es, I'm going to leave Techo, he says, well, I mean, it's a very strange life. But one thing is clear, again, that the Marami Gutenberg holds that the halacha that Nidecho is Nechayev Yishue is not just the Gzeres HaKosu, Hagodah of Nidecho is Nechayev Yishue. Hagodah of Nidecho is Nechayev Yishue. Because if we were to say Hagodah of Nidecho is Nechayev Yishue, Yishue, alright, so then we couldn't argue that the Hagodah of Nidechot should pater on Yishue. But assuming that we could argue, just as the Hagodah of Nidechot is strong enough to Mechayev Yishue, so the Hagodah of Nidechot should be strong enough to pater on Yishue. But what's the connection between Hagodah of Nidechot and Tziyua of Bishtar? What's it? maybe Agoda Yavidechot, so let's say, so we could say, Agoda Yavidechot can only be Mechayel Yishuwe, but it cannot pater of Yishuwe. But Shtar is different, Shtar is alien. What kind of a Shaykhati? It's true that the Rosh Chayei is difficult, even if we say that the halacha that Yidechot Mechayel Yishuwe, so it's not just because of course the Agoda Yidechot Mechayel Yishuwe. Just as the Idoli of the Mitzvah is Mechayel Yishuwe. Idoli of the Mitzvah is Mechayel Yishuwe. So there's the Ktakos of the Agon and Yidechot Mechayel Yishuwe. But it's Halokhe that Ligabi Shvui and Yidechot have the same Mones as two Eidim have Ligabi Mones. But, so if we say like that, fine. But let's say if somebody argues with the Maram of Gutenberg and he says that an idechot does not have mnemones to pater of Yishuwe. So how does it follow that if an idechot does not have mnemones to pater of Yishuwe, that the shtar is not effective to pater of Yishuwe? And the Idechot maybe is not effective to part of a Mishwe because it's an Idechot, but Shtar is too easy. So what's the right? So one thing is clear, that the Marami Rutenberg holds that the Halacha of the Idechot is Mechayel Yishuwe is not just the Gzeirat HaKosov. The Hagodah of the Idechot Mechayel just as the Idoi the Miktat of the Mitzvah of Mechayel. It's a din of the money. But even so, what's the right? So he could say he has the money. He has the mones to be Mechayel Yishuwe, but he does not have the mones to pater of Yishuwe. Mashenim ki shtar is effective even the pater of Yishuwe. What's the right? So we have to say, I mean, this is a very strange word. Now we have to say that here in the Maram Gutenberg, I mean, here it's the Rosh mentions the Maram Gutenberg shit, and all the rayas are not the Rosh rayas. So it's the rayas of the Maram Rutenberg. Now, so we have to say that the Maram Rutenberg agrees with the lomdes of the Ramban in Suvet. I mentioned the Ramban in Suvet in the sugye of Rolime of Gliuze Vikeinu. So Nemo Lachil Vitrumo Nemo Lachi Yisho, so the Shem of the Kashe, why is Nemo Lachil Vitrumo with the Nige? So he should be Nemon, Vashi Elisha also in the beginning, if somebody else will support him, so the V says no, because regarding Vashi Elisha, he requires the support of someone else, so there is no Migel, because he cannot rely on somebody else. So, and Ramban says, Edom is the head in the Migel, but since Vashi Elisha requires Edom, so Edom is required, so Migel is ineffective, because Migel is only Choche, and if Edim is required, so even Meshuvah Aaron are not effective, so it's a Gzeirat HaKosov. Mashein ki ligav lachil et chumo, so then it's Yachad and Bisur. All we are interested in is just Birurim, so explaining Yesechoches are also effective. This is what Ramban says. So we see that Ramban Shiti is that where Edim is required, so then Yesechoches, explaining Yesechoches are ineffective. But why is Migeh effective? In Momen, because of Tanis Baldovo. If the Taime is collaborated by the Hoche of Lige, so then it's effective because of Nemones of Tanis of Baldovo. Oh, but the Hoches by themselves, explaining as the Hoches, are not effective. So then you ask Ishtar, so yes, how can one begin with Ishtar? Ruben is made Ishtar against Shimon. What does Ishtar say? The Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Ruben. When was the Shtar executed in time? Before the outbreak. The kids in Shtar were laid up for Bishim Mao and Yime. So they didn't sign on the Shtar, they didn't even see our word. Still, we say that if someone is meeting Shtar against another, it can be made in moment. Why? Because it's a rabbi. So if we say that explaining is a choches are good, all right, fine. If explaining is a choches are good. So Shtar is also an explaining is a choches. Because through case Ishtar Leiva of Hishem Alvin May, so the Leiva is the one who intends to borrow money. But if Shimon intends to borrow $1,000 from Goy, so he can tell to Edim, now you execute the side of Shtar for me, and when I will borrow the money from Reuven, then I'll hand over the Shtar to Reuven. So when the Edim execute and sign the Shtar, to whom do they surrender the Shtar? Not to Reuven, they surrender the Shtar to Shimon. So how does Reuven have it? So Zeraye, that Shimon borrowed the money, and then he gave him, he turned over the Shtar. So it's an extraneous hochesh. But according to Ramban, extraneous hochesh are not effective to the next moment. It's extraneous hochesh. So if two of them testify, we saw how Shimon borrowed $1,000, fine. But if Reuven produces a Shtar, and the Shtar states that Shimon borrowed $1,000, so that Shtar could have been signed by the Eidim before the Alvoy took place, because case the Shtar later, Shema on the email. So then there is no other thing. So the answer is that there is a question of Shtores. Shtores means the Biru Ravei. That's the Aloha of Shtores. That even though the Eidim who signed the Shtar did not see the Etzem Alvoy, but that's the Aloha of Shtores. If the Reuven produces the Shtar, against Shimon, so then it's considered that there is a agode of the Eide Ashtar that Shimon borrowed, even though if you ask the Eide Ashtar themselves, they'll say, we don't know. We only signed the Shtar and we turned it over to Shimon. What took place later on, we don't know. But that's the Aloha of Shtore. That even though the Eidim, when they signed on the Shtar, so they didn't see the Alvoy as yet, Kishi Shtar later on the email, but when the Alvoy takes place and the Levi turns over the Shtar to the Malve, and the Malve produces, so then it's considered that the Eide Ashtar testify in effect that they saw the Alvoy. Alright, that's the Exerus HaKosov Shtar. That's in regard to the case where there is an explicit Hagodah in the Shtar. Let's say, if there is an explicit Hagodah in the Shtar, the Shimon borrowed five slowing from Reuven, and then Reuven produces the Shtar against Shimon, so that's Hagodah say, Masha'inkin, in the case where the Shtar is written, Shimon borrowed slowing from Reuven. Doesn't say how many slowing. It could be two, a minimum of two. It could be three, it could be four, it could be from two up to infinity. I mean, any number. So the question is, here we cannot say that since the minimum of slowing is two, so where the Shtar doesn't specify any number, just slowing, it means that they even testify as to two. We see, I mean, that this is not an explicit agode. There is another Losh in the Gemara that this Yua will not even pater of Yeshua. Because But how about the Shtar itself testifying? The answer is the Shtar doesn't testify. The Eidim who signed in the Shtar, they don't say whether the Alvoy was two slowim or three or four or five. They don't say. They say slowim. The whole Apoch has two. But they don't say whether it might have been five total. So there is no Hagodah saying that it was the Alvoy was just two, not more than two. It is, so this is an extreme Yetzirah. In other words, when the Eidim signed for Shimon Ishtar, which states that Shimon borrowed slowing from Reuven without specifying, and what does Shimon say now? It was too slowing? So the fact that it wasn't spelled out, the number wasn't spelled out, is an extraneous echoche. It's an extraneous echoche. So, memele, so that it was only two slow. It was only two slow. But there is no Hagodah saying that it was only two slow. When is the Hagodah saying if it's spelled out? Then we say that it's a cause of story. Since the Shtar states Shimon borrowed five slowim, or two slowim, if it's spelled out two slowim, so then even though the Eidim didn't see the Alvoy at the time they signed the Shtar, then the Gesachot of the Shtar. that Eidim Asumo Asasim Achkudis of the Bez, that the Eidim testify in effect that there was only five sloim, two sloim, whatever this number is mentioned, it's called Aleph Mishtar. But where the Shtar doesn't mention a number, so then there is no Avodat Eidim. But why, what kind of Ziyuah is it? That's an extraneous Tichon. Now, according to Ramban, so by moment when the Torah says Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo, Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo, so then we require that Geidim we require. We require that Geidim. And Yichochet Ba'om, it will not be enough. It's because Akos of Eidim is Meishav Ha'am will not be enough. It's because Akos of Eidim. And even Meishav Ha'am will not be enough. So in the Melee, the Maram of Gutenberg says, he mentions the right. He says, there the Gemara says, Shani Vochet Bukhtai Lishdosh. Now this does not mean that there is Agode Shtar, Agode Seidim, that only two slois, that the Leve bowed only two slois. No, it could have been five slots. But still, he's potter, even though he's in the Miktas, so he's potter of his Shvuye, so Rav Shimon ben Eloza is made that in such a case, if he says Shtayim, if he already says Shtayim, where the Shtayim is Sayeah, so he wouldn't have to swear his Shvuye in the Miktas. Why wouldn't he have to swear his Shvuye in the Miktas? Why? Because he's Sayeah Lishtoy. So that's an extraneous effect. As Rashi points out, from Moshe of Rashi is Mashma, that it's an extraneous yichoche, there is no Agodas Eidim. Now, how can a extraneous yichoche be effective? But by moment we require Eidim, extraneous yichoche is not effective. It's not effective. And Mika wouldn't be effective either, except for the fact that it's Tainet Baldovo, a special aloche of Mimones of Tainet. But there is no yichoche. So we see from there, that in Idecho, here the question of being patterned from Yishvuyah. So we see from that in Idecho, when the Torah says that in Idecho is effective to be Mechayev Yishvuyah, in the same verse Akosu, the Torah also says that in Idecho is effective to pattern Yishvuyah. So, since in Idecho there is a verse Akosu, that in Idecho is effective both to be Mechayev Yishvuyah and to Patal Yishvuyah. So what do we see? But there is Aloche, Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo. Al Pishnai Meidim Yochum Dovo. And the Maram of Gutenberg holds, and that is mentioned in other Mishenim also, that as a matter of fact, as far as Nemones is concerned, as far as Yichoches is concerned, as far as Yichoches is concerned, so Monefshech, if Hagode of Nidechot is a if a gode of by two eidim, by two kosher eidim, is a yichoche, so a gode by one eidim should also be a good yichoche. And if a gode by one eidim is not a biro, so a gode by two is not a biro also. Is not a biro either. I mean, what difference does it make? Monefshech, if we say that a gode by two eidim is a yichoche, is a biro. Why is it a biro? Because how could two kosher Jews testify for? It's impossible. It's a yichoche. Monashech. How could, so it's impossible that two kosher Jews should testify falsely and one kosher Jew? It is possible. Just the two, the meeting of the minds of two, that's an impossibility. So Monashech, if it is a yichoche, that when two eidim testify, it's a yichoche, that it's emes, because otherwise they wouldn't testify. So when one testifies, it should also be yichoche. The answer is inachanam. The answer is inachanam. It is a yichoche. If it is a yichoche, when two testify, that Shimon borrowed $1,000 from Reuven, it's a yichoche, it's emes, because they wouldn't testify falsely. So when one testifies, it's also yichoche. But there is a gzeras hakosu v'al pishnai meidim yochum dovo. Besdin is only mikabel agode of two in momen, not of one. But it's not a question that two is a biro, one is not a biro. If two is a biro, the agode of two is a biro, so the agode of one is also a biro. But it's gzeras hakosu v'al pishnai meidim yochum dovo. Al pishnai meidim yochum dovo. So mimele, that is,
So since we have
Exercitacos, now if we assume that Exercitacos of Lovin Lukohatos, the Kyokomideho of Lovin Lukohatos, so Lovin Lukohatos would then come, I will come with Shwar, but with Shwar is come. So what does it mean with Shwar? So if we say like Baram Hutinda said, that Exercitacos of Shwar will come, implies that he is. Lishwo will come implies that he is Nemo, that with Nemo we are Mikabu is Aedis, Bailey Gabi Lechayev Shwe, Bailey Gabi Lichter Shwe, Ligabi Shwe, whether it's Lechayev or Lichter. So we are Mikabu da Agoda Lonidachot. So what does it mean? That means that actually an Agoda of 1/8 is also as good a Biro as the Agoda of 2/8. Because if the Agoda of one kosher is not a good Biro, the Agoda of two would not be a good Biro either. I mean, if you take two Birurim that are not Birurim, so how could the combination of the two make it into a good Biro? The answer is, if the Agoda of two kosher is a good Biro, so the Agoda of one is also a good Biro. Is also a good Biro. But if there's a kosu, al pishnai made in yokim dolof. If there's a kosu, that person cannot take in moment. But on the basis of agodas idechot, there has to be 2/8. Not that because idechot is not a biro. It is a biro, like 2/8. But the kosu will require 2/8. But here we have there's a kosu. And if we assume that the pshat al kom lishvur is bein lichayev bein lifteir, so what does it mean? That legavi shvur, whether it is to be mechayev shvur, so that it, and even lifteir shvur, so the gzeras akosu, legavi lifteir shvur, so the gzeras akosu of al pishnai meidim yokum dovo doesn't apply. If the gzeras akosu of al pishnai meidim yokum dovo doesn't apply, so the mele other berurim are also just as good. So extraneous echoches are also good. Why does the Ramban say that extraneous echoches are not good? Because there's a kosov of al pishnai meidim yokum dovo. But if we say that there's a kosov of abu kovu ishvur implies that an idechot can pater from ishvur. So obviously there's a kosov of al pishnai meidim yokum dovo does not apply to pater in ishvur. So since the Gzasakosu of Pishnai Meir Yechundomo doesn't apply, we got the pattern of the Shvur. So an extraneous Echoche is also good. So the Siyuah of the Shtar is an extraneous Echoche. True, we don't have a good saying regarding that.